Why do people rarely use cash now? The modern world makes heavy use of technology in order to operate as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Because of this, it is increasingly common for businesses and services to employ debit and credit card readers at the point of sale as a viable alternative to cash. Moreover, the technological innovations of contactless payment enable people to pay for an item or service much faster and more conveniently with their card than they could ever do with cash. These systems also support the ability for one to pay using their phone, thus streamlining the process even further. Ultimately, in light of these systems, cash seems more like an encumbrance to most people living in contemporary society. When do children begin to comprehend the value of money? In the initial stages of their upbringing, children default to their caregivers in almost all aspects of their life. As a result, they have to be taught the meaning and purpose of money, as everything tends to be provided for them. At around age 3, once children begin to comprehend rudimentary mathematics, they become capable of understanding money as a basic concept. However, the social and material ramifications of money and wealth take much longer to understand. On top of this, a child's conception of the value of money will always be skewed by the socio-economic conditions under which they grew up. For example, a child of a rich family will likely not value money as highly as a child from a poor family. Should parents reward children with money? Parents rewarding their children with money is something of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can teach children valuable life skills as to how to use money independently and to assess the worth of something through the lens of their own resources. On the other hand, such a practice could impart to the child that the only thing of real worth in life is money, and set up the expectation that any admirable action they perform should be financially compensated. Parents should therefore consider carefully both the amount and frequency with which they reward their children with money, as not to engender bad habits. Is it good and necessary to teach children to save money? Financial responsibility is a deeply essential skill for anybody to have developed by the time they reach adulthood. Without it, a person can sabotage their own opportunities and quality of life, or even go so far as to end up homeless. Therefore, it is the duty of every parent to impart to their children the necessary know-how to save money and be self-sufficient in their later life. Not only is this beneficial within the immediate family dynamic, but also for society as a whole, as it can work to help mitigate the rates of poverty amongst the more economically vulnerable members of society.